Serbian Prime Minister Aleksandar Vučić has scored a convincing victory in the country's presidential election. With most votes counted, it has become clear that he took around 55% of the vote, well above the 50% threshold to avoid a runoff. Stefan Boss reports that a satirical candidate protesting against widespread corruption and the political establishment also received many votes.
Champagne was flowing and supporters celebrated the remarkable victory of Serbian Prime Minister Aleksandar Vučić. With almost all votes counted, it became clear that he would become Serbia's new president as he received enough ballots to avoid a second election round. The results of Sunday's poll mark a political humiliation for Serbia's beleaguered opposition parties. They had accused Vučić of becoming increasingly autocratic. Vučić will take on the largely ceremonial post at the end of May, but critics view him as the resurrected Slobodan Milosevic, the late Serbian strongman who ruled the country with an iron fist during the wars of the 1990s. However, Vučić claims to be a pro-Western politician seeking to join the European Union, while at the same time keeping close ties with traditional ally Russia to please his mainly Serbian Orthodox voters.
For me, it's important to say...
He says, for me it is important. This election demonstrated that a large majority of Serbian citizens favor the continuation of the European path while maintaining close ties with China and Russia. He is expected to retain de facto power through his control of Serbia's ruling Progressive Party. Vučić's closest challenger, former rights advocate Saša Janković, only scored 16% of the vote in this Balkan country of just over 7 million people. The biggest surprise of the election was the young satirical comedian Luka Maksimović, who polled nearly 10%, picking up votes of disappointed Serbs. Sporting a white suit and samurai-style ponytail, the 25-year-old newcomer, complete with his oversized jewelry and rallying call, "Hit it hard," was vying to break through the perceived corrupt political establishment. While that did not happen, his strong following warned Vučić to keep campaign promises and improve the lives of many in this Balkan nation, which is still recovering from the wounds of its recent blood-stained history. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.